The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Prominent constitutional lawyer John Sango said council urges Zambians to set aside political affiliations in favor of honest collective engagement to address the country's pressing challenges. A 27-year-old volunteer nurse at Namwala District Hospital has died after allegedly committing suicide. Sudanese national is among prisoners to be freed in Yemen. Houthi deal. The Football Association of Zambia appoints Mexican Sergio Fernandez Orozco as technical analyst and advisor for the Chipolo Polo at the AFCON 2025. Tony.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. A 27-year-old volunteer nurse at Namwala District Hospital has died after allegedly committing suicide. The deceased has been identified as Charles Wato, and the incident is reported to have occurred on December 23, 2025, in Mafutu area. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Amono Namalongo confirmed the incident, saying the report was made by the deceased uncle, Gregy Wato, after family members discovered what had happened. Mr. Namalongo explained that the deceased was last seen earlier in the day at his home, where he appeared to be emotionally distressed. He said family members later rushed to the house after receiving information about his death, subsequently reported the matter to the police. Police officers who visited the scene confirmed the death and no signs of foul play were detected. Mr. Namalongo added that the body has been taken to Namwala District Hospital mortuary, where it is being kept pending post-mortem examination and bio arrangement. Prominent constitutional lawyer John Sangwa said council has issued a powerful call for Zambians to set aside political affiliations in favor of honest collective engagement to address the nation's pressing challenges. Speaking on a recent episode of the Political Podcast, State Council Sangwa stated that Zambia is in a worse situation now that it was last seen in 1964, hence emphasizing that the country's struggles, particularly poverty, do not discriminate based on political party. Mr. Sangwa urged Zambians and all political leaders to swallow their political affiliations and discuss national issues objectively for the good of the country. The State Council highlighted the progress in only if only possible, if those in government and the general public commit truthful and meaningful conversation. He argued that because all citizens share a common interest in the welfare of the country, reaching a national consensus is vital for long-term stability.
But the point is that collectively, I do hope we could have these discussions openly without being bound by our... We take out our covers, whether you are PF, you are UPND, we take away our political mask. Discuss these issues objectively as Zambians.
Yeah.
Because poverty doesn't choose political parties, so we all get affected. That is why it is important for engagement. It is important for people and those in government to be truthful and have a meaningful conversation, because we have everything in common. We are all interested in the welfare of this country, and that is why it is important to discuss these issues and be able to reach consensus.
Transparency International Zambia has cautioned stakeholders ahead of the Chama parliamentary by-election scheduled for the 15th of January 2026, calling for a peaceful, fair and lawful electoral process. Speaking on behalf of the organization, TIZ Communications Officer Zanji Sinkala said the by-election is important as it comes at a time when Zambia is preparing for the August 2026 general elections. She said the conduct of this by-election will either strengthen or weaken public trust in the country's democracy, further urging political parties, candidates and electoral officials to strictly follow the Electoral Process Act. Ms. Sinkala said such acts are illegal and amount to electoral corruption, and she encouraged residents of Chama to report any such cases to the relevant authorities. She reminded public officials that government resources must not be used to influence voters and cautioned against a sudden rollout of empowerment programs or distribution of goods during campaigns. Ms. Sinkala urged stakeholders to respect campaign schedules, set by the Electoral Commission of Zambia and said the people of Chaoma must be allowed to freely choose their representative without fear or pressure. Southern province has been placed on high alert following a flash flood warning issued by the Zambia Meteorological Department due to heavy rainfall across the country. The Meteorological Department says several districts are at high risk of flooding, especially southern province, where affected areas include Choma, Gwembe, Kalomo, Kazungula, Livingston, Monze, Namwala, Siavonga, Nazungwe, and Zimba. According to ZMD, continuous heavy rains over the past few days have saturated the soil, increasing the likelihood of flash floods and waterlogging. Medium risk areas include Lusaka, Kawe, Chipata, and Indola, while Mansa, Kasama, and Mongu have been classified as low risk districts. Residents have been advised to avoid flooded areas, rivers, and streams, to refrain from driving during heavy rains and keep their surroundings free from debris. The Zambia Meteorological Department says the rains are expected to persist over the next 12 to 24 hours, urging communities in high-risk areas to remain vigilant. Meanwhile, seven districts in Central Province are also on red flood alert following heavy and persistent rainfall. Among them is Chitambo, Ruano, Mukoshi Serenje, Gambwe, and Kapirimposhi, which are expected to experience possible flooding due to intensified rain activity. In a statement issued to Power FM by Central Province Principal Public Relations Officer Tobias Piri, the rains are attributed to the intertropical convergence zone currently positioned slightly beyond Zambia's southern borders, as well as the Congo air boundary, affecting eastern parts of the country. Meanwhile, Chiwombo, Chisamba, Kabwe, and Chibuyunji districts have been classified as medium risk areas of flooding.
Seven districts in Central Province have been categorized as areas of high risk of flooding by the Meteorological Department under the Minister of Green Economy and Environment. Among the districts in Central Province that have been declared high risk, areas of flooding include Chitambo, Duano, Mukoshi, Serenje, Ngabwe, and Kapirimposhi districts. This is owing to the rainfall activities associated with the main rain-bearing system, the Intertropical Convergence Zone, ITCZ, located slightly beyond the southern borders of Zambia and the Congo air boundary, affecting the eastern parts of the country. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has identified Chibombo, Chisamba, Kabwe, and Chibuyunji districts as areas of medium risk of flooding owing to heavy rains. Residents are therefore advised to avoid flooded areas, streams, as well as rivers, and avoid driving in flooded areas during heavy falls while keeping their surroundings free from rubbles, debris, and garbage.
Musician Wesley Mohane has urged the public to avoid turning children's examination results into gender debate, saying every child who passes deserves equal recognition. Speaking on a Facebook post monitored by Power FM News, Ms. Mohane says the reported difference in pass rates between boys and girls is about 4%, stressing that the gap is small and should not be a source of division. Ms. Mohane said some reactions make the difference appear bigger than it is, shifting attention away from how best to support learners, emphasizing that the focus should remain on encouraging all learners rather than comparing boys and girls. She said both boys and girls face challenges, need guidance, support, and motivation to do well in school, adding that no child should be left behind and that equal care investment must be given to all learners. She noted that advocacy is more effective when it goes beyond social media and leads to action, explaining that supporting children together will help build a balanced and caring society. Yesterday, the Ministry of Education released the 2025 primary school leaving examination and junior secondary school leaving examination results, with 71.3% of grade 7 candidates passing, with 72.25% of grade 9 candidates obtaining certificates, reflecting a notable improvement. Education Minister Adaka Siakalima on Tuesday announced a total of 587,471 candidates registered for the 2025 primary school leaving examination, representing 8.17% increase from 2025, adding that out of these, 538,824 candidates sat for the exam, while 48,647 were absent, a reduction from 9.44% the previous year. In international news, the Central African Republic will hold presidential and legislative elections on December 28th as concerns about armed groups have led to a growing reliance on Russia for security. President Faustin Archange Touadéra has led the country since 2016 and is considered the favorite to win a